It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WSF 89.7. His wild, expressive delivery and ability to tell a story really resonates with NPR listeners. His show is heard here every Saturday afternoon at 1. His mantra is storytelling with a beat. The show is Snap Judgment, and it's coming to Tampa Theater this Friday night. WSF's Kathy Carter caught up with the host, Glenn Washington.
Glenn, you've said the mission of Snap Judgment is to let people wear someone else's skin.
That's right. The only way I know to put someone in someone else's experience is through storytelling. I think, especially in this live show, you get to inhabit someone else's experience in a way that you never have before. Oftentimes when we do the show, the regular show, we'll talk to someone maybe 4 or 5 hours, and that 4 or 5 hour interview might become a basis of a 10-minute story. But we flip the script when we do Snap Judgment Live, and it's this alchemy between the storyteller, the band, the audience that really creates this magic that puts you in their experience.
Well, with the radio show, you have the benefit of writing and rewriting and perfecting it. But with the live show, you get one shot.
Right. You're walking a tightrope, and the Tampa audience will see all new stories, all new music. It's one of those things where, yeah, people are going to be very, very nervous, wanting to get it right for you all, but it's not something we've ever done before.
Of course, the slogan of Snap Judgment is storytelling with a beat. Why is music and sound so important to the storytelling?
Well, the whole idea of Snap is to tell a story and cut out all the boring parts. And in order for us to drop listeners right into the experience of someone else's life, we need to give some clues, some cues. And we found that rather than just a bunch of boring talkity talk, sometimes that's better done through sound. It's not even just music. You might hear a scream, a song, a bird, a voice. You might hear whatever it is that we think is going to really help put you in the emotional heart of the story.
Now, if someone wanted to pitch a story idea to Snap Judgment, you actually have a very handy flow chart on your website into what makes a great story. And one of the things you say is that every line of the story must be considered with the ending in mind.
Any good storyteller knows where they're going. And you tell stories different ways. No storyteller tells a story the same way. We're not reading off of scripts, but you know where you're going. You're building really an edifice, and if you don't have that sort of basic foundation, fundamental tenet of where you're trying to go, oftentimes the entire thing will fall apart. And so it's important to have that focus, to know where you are going.
At the end of each episode of your show, always ends with a variation on the theme that this is not the news, no way is this the news, but I think it's fair to say that Snap storytelling gets at a different type of truth.
Yeah. We want the show to be as smart as anything that you'll hear anywhere, but we also want to have a show that hits at the heart. A while ago, I was watching Crossfire, and you have these two morons braying at each other, and I got to thinking, you know, no one's ever changed their mind from watching this spectacle, but oftentimes I know that people do change their mind, change their perspective from hearing someone else's story, and we want to be a show that can take you there. A storyteller might not be trying to convince you of anything, but except for this is what happened to me. And just that act can change someone else's world.
Do you and your producers have in mind who your listeners are?
The best people in the world. The people who really want to understand and want to reach across and get in someone else's head. The people who see that as what we as a people need to be doing more of. Those are the people who we're making stories for.